ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. సో ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ కఠోపనిషత్ వి సా నచికేతస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫార్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ through the third bone. And before giving self-knowledge, Yamadharmaraja, he wants to make sure that Nachiketas is a fit receptacle for this knowledge. If he is not, it will not bless him. And it will also affect the others in the society. Such a person can confuse others also. Krishna says, Na buddhi bedam janayet. So Yamadharmaraja wanted to test him, and we saw that Nachiketas happily passed the test, and he proved that he has got all the qualifications for receiving the self-knowledge. He had the viveka, the discriminative power to distinguish the infinite from all other finite goals of life, including Brahmaloka. He rejected all the gifts belonging to the Bhuloka and even the heavens. He also had discrimination-based dispassion or vairagyam. And he also had the intense desire for moksha that he said that he will not settle for anything other than this knowledge. Intense mumukshutvam, tivra mumukshutvam. And he is also endowed with the Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, mental grasping and retaining power, Medha Shakti, which is indicated by his receiving the Nachiketa Agni ritual. And after 3 days of starving and waiting and for Yamadharmaraja, who taught him at that time. So Nachiketas, he proved himself to be an Uttama Adhikari, a very able person to receive this knowledge. And naturally, when Yamadharmaraja found an ideal student, he was extremely thrilled and happy. So he is going to say that, actually the second section, the first 13 verses are going to be the glorification of the student in general and Nachiketas in particular by Yamadharmaraja. So that is how the second section of the first chapter starts. So, Shishya Stutihi, we find Dhanan, Yama is going to glorify the Acharya also. And then Yama will glorify the very, very teaching. So, Acharya Stuti or Guru Prasamsha. And the knowledge also, the Vidya Stuti. And not only the teacher is rare, the student and the teaching that takes place, they are also very rare. So, Guruhu, Shishyaha and Vidya Sarvam Ascharyam. As was told before, that the Kathopanishad has got 2 chapters and each chapter has 3 sections called Vallis. And we have finished the first section of the first Valli, and we are entering into the second section, the second Valli of the first chapter. And this is going to be the topic of the first half of the second section, second Valli. And from the 14th verse onwards, the Brahma Vidya introduction will start. And with this background, now let us enter into the second Valli. Second Valli, chapter 1. Let us read. Anya Shreyaha, Anya Dutaiva Preyaha, Te Ube Nanarte, Purushagum Sinitaha, Tayo Shreyaha, Adadhanasya, సాధు భవతి హియతేర్థాత్ యౌ ప్రేయో వృణీతే. దిస్ ఇస్ ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక. సో హియర్ యమధర్మరాజ హీ గ్లోరిఫైస్ ద వేదాంతిక్ స్టూడెంట్ ఇన్ జనరల్. ది ఎంటైర్ వేద ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 2 పోర్షన్స్. వి హవ్ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్ దిస్ ఇయర్ ద వేద పూర్వ భాగ అండ్ వేద అంత భాగ. అండ్ వేద పూర్వ భాగ ఈస్ కర్మ ప్రధాన, టాక్స్ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్ అండ్ కర్మ. And Veda Antabhaga deals with Jnanam, Jnana Pradhana. And so the Veda Purva deals with varieties of karma. lot of karma are talked about. Kayika karma by karma with the body, manasa karma by the mind, vachika karmani, so through words, so physical, mental and verbal actions, all three are talked about in the karmakanda portions. And all the upasanas, they also meditations, they also come under karmakanda only, except that they are mental karmas, not physical karmas, they are mental karmas. And the Veda Purva Bhaga is voluminous, dealing with innumerable such karmas. Lot of rituals are given. And all these karmas are meant for giving sukham or sense pleasures to the performer. Whomsoever does it with sincerity, he gets that. And how do they give sense pleasures? By way of improving three factors connected with sense pleasures. And what are those factors? We already saw them also earlier. Number one, improving the sense objects, vishayas. And two, improving the organs required for sense pleasure, to enjoy them. And three, improving the environment for enjoyment. So all karmas, they produce the karma phalam in the form of improving these factors only. And by improvement of these factors, I can lead a very happy life, which is called anatma sukham, sense pleasures. This is not atma sukham, this is anatma sukham. So Veda Purva Bhaga, it deals with karma and karma phalam. And the karma phalam is in the form of anatma sukham. I am just, you know, briefing about touching upon the various differences. Now we have to contrast this with the Veda Antha Bhaga, Vedanta, which does not deal with the karma, but with jnana, knowledge. And this jnanam will lead to jnana phalam, which is in the form of not anatma sukham, but in the form of atma sukham. Anatma sukham is like exported ananda. And atma sukham is like indigenous ananda. We cannot say exported, maybe imported ananda. This is indigenous ananda. So karma and anatma sukham is Veda Purva Bhaga, and jnanam and atma sukham is Veda Antha Bhaga, Vedanta. So in anatma sukham, I concentrate on what I possess, what I have. Whereas in Atma Sukham, the focus is not on what I have, but what I am. That is the difference. Not on what I have, but what I am. One deals with the transformation of the surroundings, the Anatma Sukham. The other one deals with the transformation of myself. One makes me extrovert. The other one makes me introvert or non-extrovert. So these are the two ways, two margas presented in the Veda. The Karma Marga and Jnana Marga, Anatma Sukham and Atma Sukham. And in this mantra that we just read, Yamadharmaraja, he names the Karma Marga as Preyaha. He gives a technical name for that called Preyaha. And the Jnana Marga, he calls it as Shreyaha. So Shreyo Marga is Jnana Marga. Preyo Marga is Karma Marga. So one is called Pravritti Marga, that is the Preyo Marga or Karma Marga, and the other one is called Nivritti Marga or Shreyo Marga or Jnana Marga. And why is Karma Marga is called Preyaha? Because it is appealing to the common human intellect, which is natural, which is instinctive. Preyaha means naturally liked by every person. That is Preyaha. That is why even a child, as a child, we always looked for possessing things. One toy after the other. Many times we get so many toys. We want to possess all of them. So what is our instinctive approach? Our happiness depends on what we possess. That is our instinct. This is how we start right from childhood. So value for possession and value for happiness from outside is our instinctive feeling. So instinctively, we expect pleasure to come, the value to come through external means. Karma Marga, which talks about happiness from outside, is naturally appealing to us because that is what we are used to right from childhood. Whereas Jnana Marga is called the Shreyaha because it alone is really good for every human being. That brings Shreyas to them. Preyaha is attractive. Whereas Shreyaha is good for me. One is desired. Prayaha is desired by me. Whereas Shreyaha is the most desirable one. And so Yamadharmaraja talks about the prayas and shreyas in the first mantra. And he says, Anyat Shreyaha. Anyat, referring to the Jnana Marga, is one Marga prescribed. That is prescribed in the scriptures. And Anyat Uthaiva Prayaha. Karma Marga is another Marga. Another means prescribed in the Vedas. So both Shreyo Marga and Prayo Marga. And Veda has prescribed these two, and there is no third marga at all. Either this or that only, there is no third one. So Krishna said actually, Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. The Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. There is no third one at all. These are the two ones. For example, if you say there is the third one called Bhakti Yoga, we may say there is a Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Then we will ask the question, what do you mean by bhakti? And if you say bhakti is singing bhajans, then it will come under karma yoga only, karma marga. Because singing is vachikam karma, words. And if you say bhakti is offering flowers, doing puja, it will again come under karma marga only. It is kayikam karma, by the body. And suppose you say bhakti is inquiring about the nature of God, then bhakti will come under Jnana Marga only, because that is how the third mark. So it can be only in these two. So Bhakti Marga does not exist distinct from Karma Marga or Jnana Marga. It will either come under Karma or Jnanam, never outside these two. Similarly, Upasana. Upasana meditation is Manasam Karma. And what is the uniqueness of that? Te Ube Nana Arthe. Both these Margas, Te Ube, Ube means both. Both these Margas, both the path or means have got a totally different destination. And what are the different destinations? One will give anatma sukham, pleasure from outside. The other will give atma sukham, pleasure from inside. One makes you go after things. The other makes you withdraw from things. They are diametrically opposite. So they are like North Pole and South Pole actually. And so, Nana Arthe, Arthaha means Palam, Bhinna Pale. They have two different destinations. And since they have two different destinations, almost diagonally opposite, one cannot follow both of them simultaneously. Because they are both diametrically opposite. Because they are going on different directions. For example, if you want to go to Boston and Maine, both are in the same direction, then one can go to one place and then to the other place. But if you want to go to Florida and Toronto, both are in different directions, you cannot take the same route at all. So necessarily, one has to choose one goal as the primary goal of life. You can have any number of secondary goals. We don't care about secondary goals at all, because life is full of only secondary goals only. Even maintaining health is a goal, which is required for karma as well as for jnana, for both. Good health is needed. So we have so many intermediary or secondary goals. But here, what the teacher is bothered about, what the Upanishad is bothered about is, what do you consider the ultimate or primary goal of life? Are you going to be a materialistic person or a spiritualist? Are you going to be after anatma, materialism, or atma, spiritualism? So Yamadharmaraja distinguishes these two sets of people here. And one set of people, certainly the minority people, what do they do? Tayoho Shreyaha Adadanasya. These are some people, a few people, who can be counted actually. And what do they choose? They choose Jnana Marga. Shreyaha Adadanasya. They seek Atma Sukham only, Shreyas. They are bothered about what they are than what they have. They don't worry about what they possess. They want to know who they are. And those people, sadhu bhavati, they will have good result, a propitious result, will be very successful in life, sadhu. But they are very, very few. As Krishna says actually in the 7th chapter of Gita, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tattvataha. How many people are interested in me? O Arjuna, he asks. No one is interested in me. If at all they come, they are interested in the butter in my hand, perhaps, whatever I can give them, or something else. Or people come to Mahavishnu very often because what? Mahavishnu, Lakshmi is with him, so they can get her grace, they can get rich, wealth, and all those things. So very few people choose that route. But yaha who prayo vrinite, that is the other set of people, the majority of people, what do they want? Prayaha vrinite. They choose the karma marga by which they can increase their possession. Karma marga. Because they think through possession they can get happiness. The more you possess, more you think you are happier. They think they can get security. They can get peace of mind, fulfillment, all by possessing. But what is going to be their lot really? Have they made the right choice in this case at all? Yamadharmaraja says, unfortunately, no. Arthat hiyate. They lose the real goal of life. Artha. Artha here means the Paramapurushartha, which is the real goal of life, which will give real fulfillment. So from that goal, they slip away. Hiyate, they stray away. Therefore, Shreyorthi and Preyorthi are the two people, the one who desires Shreyo Marga, the Preyo Marga. And Yamadharmaraja says, Shreyorthi is intelligent. The one who goes after Shreyas, he is intelligent. And Preyorthi is Mandaha, is unintelligent. In the next verse, we are going to see, he will use the word Mandaha. So, the Mandu Buddhi or Manda Buddhi, that is not the Buddhi that is not functioning. So, let us read the second mantra. Shreyascha Preyascha Manushyametaha Tau Samparitya Vivinakti Dhiraha Shreyohi Dhiraha Abhipreyaso Vrinite Preyo Mandaha Yoga Kshemad Vrinite. So, Yamadharmaraja further clarifies the same topic with an intention to glorify the spiritual student, the person, the Shreyorthi. He says, this Shreyo Marga and Preyo Marga are available for human beings only. It is not available for animals. Only a Manushya has the privilege to follow either of these two. Why do we say so? Because humans alone have got what? The so-called free will, choice. And how do we know that humans have choice? What is the proof for that? Very, very simple proof. What is that? Humans alone have conflicts. The animals don't have conflicts at all. If there is no choice, no question of conflict. A cow does not have conflict at all, whether it should be a vegetarian or non-vegetarian. The cow is instinctively vegetarian. They are all programmed to intrinsically follow a particular way of life. No choice. Whereas for innumerable choices are all there for the human beings. Whether it is dress or house or marriage, whatever it is. That we have conflict proves we have choice. That we have choice proves we have free will. So karma marga and jnana marga choices are available only to humans. So Yamadharmaraja says, Preyas and Shreyas, karma marga and jnana marga, materialism and spiritualism, they both appear. They present themselves in front of a human being and ask him to choose between those two. And manushyam yetaha, they appear, present themselves, the discriminative human being, and dhiraha, there are some humans who are intelligent. Dhiraha means the one who nourish the intellect and preserve the discriminative power by appropriately using that. So because any faculty will be lost if you don't use it. Similarly, buddhi also, if not used, it will weaken. If you really see our day-to-day life cycle, usage of buddhi is really very minimum only. In the college, maybe some use might be there. But many jobs are mostly mechanical only, except maybe some research jobs. Most of the jobs are many times mechanical only. At home, buddhi is not used much at all. If we keep watching TV, part of a little buddhi we have, that also will be lost. So where is nourishing buddhi? There is no nourishing buddhi at all. Whereas the intelligent person, keeps the discriminative faculty alive and learns from every experience in life. For him, the very life itself is an university. He doesn't have to go to a separate university to learn about this. When he experiences and learns from life, what does he understand? He understands the limitations of karmaphalam. How? Pariksha, having been tested in life. And what does he learn? All the karmaphalams are wonderful, no problem. But they have got intrinsically three defects. All the karmaphalam, they may be wonderful though, but they have got intrinsically three defects. And what are those defects? The first defect is dukkha mishritatvam. And then second one is atriptikaratvam. And third one is bandhakaratvam. So dukkha mishritvam means what? The pain of acquisition, preservation, and ultimate loss of them, of acquiring anything. It is never pure ananda at all. You should pay a price, and the price is worse than the benefit in acquiring anything. And the second one is what? Any amount of anatma sukham, whatever I get, I will never have satisfaction. I will ask for more. I will never have tripti. I will never enjoy what I have. I will always compare my present status with what is possible and then worry about it. And the third one is anatma sukham hooks me up. It does bandhanam, hooks me up to anatma. And I depend on them. Like dependence causing drugs, addiction. I develop addiction towards them. So these are the three defects when we go towards anatma sukham. And this, an unintelligent person does not understand this, because he refuses to think. But dhiraha, the discriminative person, here it does not mean a strong or a heroic person. Here it says discriminative person, a person who is a viveki, a person who is a sattvika purushaha, karma yogi ityartha. So, and what does he do? Samparitya means, yeah, analyzing exhaustively. And what does he analyze exhaustively? The experiences and the experience born pleasures and pain. He analyzes all of them. And when the pain comes, he analyzes whether the mistake is in the object or in the dependence. And an intelligent person blames the object. Whereas an intelligent person, he says, the object is not to be blamed at all. Object is same for everybody. It is not to be blamed. That I depend on that object, that is my mistake. Because an object gets the power to hurt me only when I depend on that. So the object is made a poison, not intrinsically, but I am responsible for making it capable of hurting me. There is a beautiful Chinese proverb. If you say you are hurt, doesn't mean that you are hurt. You allowed yourself to be hurt by somebody. So the world is not to be blamed. As Swamiji very beautifully says, the problem is us. And the solution also is us only. How long are you going to keep on blaming the wife, the children, and the government and neighbor? How long can you do that? This is called what? Samparitya. Having analyzed thoroughly. And Vivinakti, he discriminates between what and what? Anatma sukham and atma sukham. He differentiates between them. Dependence and independence. Anatma sukham is dependence. Atma sukham is independence. What I have and what I am. And this discrimination he does. And having done this discrimination, what does he do? Dhiraha shreyaha vrinite. This intelligent person, dhiraha, he chooses. Vrinite the shreyas, the jnana marga. Jnana marga alone he chooses. There is a word here, abhiprayasaha. That the abhi part of abhiprayasaha, that should be corrected to vrinite. And should be read as abhivrinite. Chooses. So the intelligent person chooses shreyaha, prayasaha, rather than prayas. Rather than prayo marga, he chooses the shreyo marga, the karma marga. Whereas mandaha, the aviveki, the unintelligent person. Adi Shankaracharya very beautifully says, angam galitam palitam mundam dasana vihitam jatam tundam vritto yati grihitva dandam tadapina munchati asha pindam. That is how he calls him. So even though he is physically ripe, he is mentally a child only. He is a vayovriddha, all right, aged person, but not a jnanavriddha. He is not literally by knowledge. So mandaha preyaha vrinite, the unintelligent person, the mandaha, he chooses the karma marga. For what purpose? Yoga kshemat. For that he has got a special project. What is the special project for a prayorthi, the person who wants to go through the prayer marga? What is this for a project? It is called yoga kshema project. What is that? Yoga means acquisition. Whatever you want to acquire is yoga. He is busy acquiring, amassing things throughout the entire life. And not enough if it is only to be acquired. As you increase your acquisition, there is a proportional concern of how to maintain them, how to keep them safe. That is kshema. So run here and there, depend on so many people, car, mechanic, this, that, insurance, everything. So even relationship, we strike a relationship and then worry whether I can sustain the relationship. Even husband-wife relationship, whatever it is. There is a fear, yoga and kshema. Since our whole life is dedicated to yoga and kshema, we have no life for living at all. It is dedicated mostly to yoga and kshema. That is why Krishna says in the 9th chapter that we are going to see actually in the Gita lectures, Ananya Chintayantoma, Yejana Pariyupasate, Tesham Nityabhyuktanam, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyakam. Yoga Kshema. Please give me the Yoga Kshema contract to me. That's what the Lord asks. Give me the Yoga Kshema contract. The Lord will keep the word. If you give the contract to somebody else, we don't know whether they will keep the word, they'll change. Whereas the Lord will keep the word. And you know what is the price for that contract? To give the contract to the Lord? Very simple. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. The cheapest contractor in the world is Bhagavan. You can give him any of these simple things. He will do the greatest yoga kshema. He will do the greatest project for us. And what is our problem? Because many contractors that I am coming across are not reliable, I am not able to rely on Bhagavan also. Because all these contractors I am not able to rely. I think Bhagavan also should be one of them. No one can be trusted, including Bhagavan. That is our experience. So the whole life is yoga kshema only. So mandaha preyaha yoga kshemat vrinite. And here we have to add one more point also, one side point. And we said an intelligent person chooses jnana marga and an unintelligent person chooses karma marga. And the most important point to be remembered here is karma yoga also comes under jnana marga alone, not karma. Karma yoga. So when we say karma, one should not mistake it as karma yoga. Karma yoga also comes under jnana marga only. Because karma yoga is done not for material accomplishments, but as a preparation for shastra vichara, for inquiry. So just it is integrally connected to jnana yoga. Since it is a stepping stone to jnana yoga, karma yoga comes under jnana marga only. Then what is karma marga? Any karma other than karma yoga is karma marga. Whatever karma we do, which cannot be included as karma yoga, that's all karma marga. Which means all sakama karmas, whatever karmas I do, desiring this result and that result with selfish motive, which are meant for sense pleasures, are all called karma marga. And any karma marga meant for chitta shuddhi, purity of mind, that comes under jnana marga only. So an intelligent person, he chooses jnana marga, which consists of both karma yoga and jnana yoga. Let us continue with the third verse. Sattvam priyana priya rupagascha kamana abhidhyayana nachitek nachiketotya srakshihi naitam shrinkam pittamayim avaptaha yasyamajjanti bhagavo manushyaha. So in the previous two shlokas, Yamadharma Raja generally glorified all the seekers of moksha, atmasukam or jnana marga. Now in this third shloka, in this mantra, Yamadharma Raja wants to particularly deal with Nachiketas. Because Nachiketas will wonder, if you say Shreya Marga and Preya Marga, people are two categories. Nachiketas might wonder, in what Marga Yamadharmaraja has included him. Amaya dhiraha ara mandaha. Nachiketas might wonder. So Yamadharmaraja wants to say that Nachiketas comes under the dhira category only. So this is not only Yama's words to Nachiketas, but this is the word of every teacher to his student. Why? To his Vedanta student. Because he has come to the class. That is the first qualification. The very fact that someone has come to a Upanishad lecture, that itself indicates that they are interested in Jnana Marga only. Otherwise, they would not have come. And so, Yamadharmaraja says, O Nachiketas, you come under Dhira category only. And if Yamadharmaraja blindly praises Nachiketas, then it will be mistaken as a pretension. So, Yamadharmaraja says that you deserve this glorification. He says, Hey Nachiketaha, O Nachiketas, Atyasrakshihi, you threw away all the sense objects I offered you. Free of cost, I gave you so many things. You threw away all of them. How many sense pleasures I offered to you? Kaman Atyasrakshihi, sense objects here. Kaman refers to sense objects, not desire here. Kaman doesn't refer to desire, but sense objects. Vishayaha. And what types of objects they are? Priyan. And Priya Rupan. Priyan means pleasing objects like children, grandchildren, wife. Very pleasing to me. And Priya Rupan, attractive objects, beautiful objects in the form of heavenly chariot, for example, Kamadenu, Chintamani, heavenly musical instruments, and all these apsaras women, gold, all those things he offered. What did you do? Atyasrakshihi, without hesitation, you threw them all away. Also, you did not throw away like a child which may not know the value. Child might throw certain things because it may not know the value of it. But he says, Abhidhyayan Atyasrakshihi. You very consciously thinking about it with knowledge, you threw them away. It is not grapes or sour kind of philosophy, but a philosophy born out of discrimination, knowing what is good for you and what is not good for you. If not discrimination based dispassion, then it is called the suppression. Because whatever if you don't want, it can be either suppression or based on a dispassion. Suppression can prove dangerous. If you suppress now, it may erupt somewhere else later. In your case, you have well thought about it. Abhidhyayana. How do we know that? Because Nachiketas has very clearly explained. Na vittenam tarpaniyo manushyaha, he said. And shobhava matyasyam yadantagaitate sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha api sarvam jivitam alpameva. We already read this portion earlier. All are alpam. They have no value at all. He gives the reason for his rejection. Nachiketas gave the reason for his rejection. So thoughtfully, you rejected everything. And so, indeed, you are greatly a very mature student. So, in the third line, Yamadharmaraja says in this shlokam, Yetam vittamayim shrinkam na aptaha. While giving the second boon, if you remember, Yamadharmaraja gave a bonus gift also to Nachiketas. The second boon was in the form of a ritual, the Nachitagni ritual, if you remember. So, Yamadharmaraja elaborately taught the ritual to Nachiketas without pen, paper, tape recorder, or any other instrument to clear his doubt, all this opportunity without any of them. And appreciating the Medha Shakti of Nachiketas, Yamadharmaraja offered an extra gift, that mala, that necklace, Shrinkaha. So it's not a fake mala, but Vittamayim, very expensive mala, laid with lot of very, very precious stones and all that. And what did you do with them? You rejected that mala also. So he says, Yetam Vittamayim Shrinkam, this costly, expensive necklace, which I myself was wearing, Na Aptaha, you did not receive it. You did not take it from me. This is not said actually in the first section. It only said what Yama offered. So what is Nachiketas' response was not said clearly there. We come to know it here only actually. So Yamadharmaraja himself says that, and what type of mala it is? Bahavo manushyaha yasyam majjanti. Bahavo manushyaha. Most of the humanity. They are all lost in that. They are all carried away by. these expensive things alone in life. So gold and diamond and people, they quarrel all the time. Marriage, jewels, all these things are all problem because of what? This particular reason only. So even after the death of an elder, the father or somebody in the house, the brothers and sisters, they quarrel over those, all those small, small things, those jewels and those saris, all those things, they fight. So these are all, this is, in Tamil there he says, panama, pashama, pasham or panam, whether it is money or whether it is relationship. So Yamadharmaraja says, manushyaha majyanti, people are drowned in the topic of gold and diamond, whereas you are not at all interested in any of them. He uses the word majyanti, immersed in that. And so you have got viveka janya vairagyam, a vairagyam, a dispassion which was born out of the discriminative knowledge. That alone will withstand the test of time. Mantra 4. Dura mete viparite vishuchi avidya yacha vidyeti jnata vidya bitsitam nachiketasam manye natva kama bhagavo lulupanta. Here Yamadharmaraja says that a particular problem the humans face, as we said earlier, Shreya Marga deals with what? The spiritual goal, the ultimate goal. And the Preya Marga deals with material accomplishment. And both Shreya Marga and Preya Marga, they come to a human being only. And Yamadharmaraja says, Shreyascha Preyascha Manushya Metaha. And some humans might think, why should we choose one of these two? Why can't I choose both? One can think like that. I can choose both of them. Moksha also I want. And all other things in life also I want. One might think that the conflict may arise only when we choose between those two. So no conflict at all. Let me choose both. Why not both goals in life? Yamadharmaraja says that is not possible because they are diagonally opposite goals. Diagonally opposite margas, which means the choice of one naturally would imply the rejection of the other. That is how we explained in the first mantra of this section. Anya shreyaha, anya dutaiva preyaha, te ube nanarthe. That's what we said when we did the first shloka. While explaining the word nanarthe, nanarthe, we said if shreya marga is going north, preya marga goes south. They are diametrically opposite. So going towards north invariably would mean going away from south. So Yamadharmaraja says materialistic and spiritual pursuits are diagonally opposite. So one is based on avidya. One perpetuates avidya, ignorance. Whereas the other one is promoting vidya, knowledge, which is going towards vidya. So karma marga is called avidya marga and jnana marga is called vidya marga. Why do we say karma marga is called avidya marga? We can give a lot of reasons for that. For example, number one, all karmas are based on what? Self-ignorance. Because to do a karma, one has to be a karta. I am the doer notion should be there to do a karma. To be a karta, one has to identify with oneself with what? With the body-mind complex. So, anatma abhimana, body and mind complex is what is anatma. So, the anatma abhimana, deha abhimana, that alone makes me a karta. That is why during sleep, when I don't have the deha abhimana, I don't become a karta at all. So, the prerequisite for kartrutvam is doership. Is anatma abhimana, deha abhimana, which is based on ignorance. I think I am the body. That notion is based on ignorance. This is the technical reason to explain that karma is ignorance solidified. Then we see the psychological background also. When a person takes to karma marga, doing karma, his aim is to accomplish things, to add to the list of his possession. And why is the person interested in adding to his possessions, getting more and more? What triggers a person to go after possession? Very simple. He has concluded that I need external support to be secure and happy. And if I don't have the people, wealth, status all around mean I will be incomplete. I'll be miserable. This is the fundamental assumption for all karmas, of all action we do. From Vedantic angle, this is the basic mistake. It is exactly like what? Like Hanuman. Hanuman, he did not know his glory initially. Someone has to come, Jambavan has to come and tell him, you can cross the ocean. Previously also he had the power, but someone had to remind him. Then only he realized that he has the power. Similarly, here also, because of my self-disowning, I have made a self-conclusion. And what is the conclusion? That I am a weak person. I am not a strong person. I am not Dhiraha. I am a weak person. And when I acquire more things, am I confirming my conclusion or questioning my conclusion? I already concluded I am a weak person. And when I acquire more things, what do I really do? Am I confirming the conclusion or questioning it? All my activities are not questioning my conclusion, but confirming my conclusion only. I am weaker more and more. And so since the entire karma is leading from dependence to dependence only, insecurity to insecurity only, it is called avidya marga, ignorance. Whereas jnana marga is questioning the basic assumption itself. Do I need people to be morally comfortable, morally strong? The moment you question your weakness and then try to strengthen yourself, that is called jnana marga. So jnana marga is strengthening your seat and karma marga is procuring crutches, you know, with walking sticks and all that. The more walking sticks I have, the legs will become weaker and weaker only. So in karma marga, you go from dependence to dependence, weakness to weakness only. Whereas in jnana marga, I want to strengthen myself so that I can drop every one of my crutches, dependencies. And so Yamadharma Raja says, Yete Vishuchi. Vishuchi means marga. Which margas? Which are the margas? Shreya marga and Preya marga. They are Duram Viparite. They are far divergent. Duram. One makes me dependent on myself. The other one makes me dependent on the world. If I am dependent only on myself for my happiness, I am a Dhiraha. If I think I have to depend on external things, the world, then I am a weakling. So one leads to dependence, the other one leads to independence. So how can the path to dependence and the one to independence can be in the same direction? They have to be diagonally opposite only. Therefore only, avidya yacha vidya iti jnata. One is called avidya. Which one? Preyo marga or karma marga? Because it perpetuates my conclusion that I am weak. I need things externally to be happy. Whereas jnana marga states, stop acquiring things. Stop the crutches and start walking. Walking yourself. Then we may say, I will fall. Because I am already a weak person. If I don't have crutches, I may fall. You may fall once or twice. We will find that our legs then will become stronger in due course. But we have to take that risk. What that risk? Giving up. At least temporarily, I should try to give up. Try to go someplace alone and face yourself. Then facing the world, face yourself. You can find later that you will begin to enjoy yourself. When we face ourselves, then we inquire about ourselves. We will start enjoying ourselves. In the beginning, it requires initial risk. That is true. Any growth involves pain. These are pains of growth. In Preya Marga, you avoid the risk of pain. Whereas in Shreya Marga, you take the challenge and take the risk. And for that, you get the everlasting benefit. What is the benefit? You can be happy with people around. And if anyone threatens to leave, you will be still happily say bye-bye to them. So Shreya Marga is a risky marga, but required for freedom. That is the only marga required for moksha, liberation. So Vidya Iti Jnata. It is called Vidya. That is the knowledge. You discover the inner freedom. And Nachiketas, you decided to take the risk. So Vidya Bipsitam, you desired, you chose. And that too how? In spite of my temptation. I tempted you very much. Kama Bhagavaha Twana Alolupanta. Any number of temptations, Kama, Bhagavaha, many of them, did not distract you at all, did not take you away from your chosen goal. Lup, lup means to cut off. Alorupanta means you were cut off from all, from what actually stay you want. And by extension, cut off means stray away. You did not get strayed away from Shreya Marga. You did not deviate from Shreya Marga. So these sense objects did not make you deviate from the path chosen by you. Mantra, next mantra. Avidyayam antare vartamanaha swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha dandramyamanaha pariyanti mudaha andhenaiva niyamanaya tandaha. So this mantra is almost similar to the Mundaka Upanishad mantra of chapter 1. And this topic is more elaborately discussed there in that place. Now the glorify, the discriminative power, actually it is the same mantra except for one word. So Dandranyamanaha, it is replaced by Janganyamanaha there in Mundaka Upanishad. We will see that later. So to glorify the discriminative student, the Viveki, Yamadharma Rajam contrasts the Viveki with an Aviveki. A majority of people, they are all avivekis. They don't have discriminative powers. By doing aviveka ninda, Yamadharma Raja is indirectly doing viveki stuti. So by condemning the aviveki, the indiscriminative person, he is now glorifying the viveki. So aviveki ninda dwara viveki stutihi. That's what he is doing. And who are these avivekis? The indiscriminate people want to continue in their delusion. That's what they do. Because to get out of delusion, there is a risk involved for them. Because I have practiced using the crutches for so long, and now I cannot imagine dropping them suddenly. That is their lot. Therefore, whomsoever recommends crutches, I like those people. Because I'm used to them so much. Because he supports my delusion, that person. Cozy, very comfortable situation, he comforts by saying so. By some more, he says, give me more, I will give you more crutches, I will give you more support. I feel he is my friend. But there is one person who tells, how long are you going to depend on these crutches? Somebody says, are these crutches themselves permanent? They ask. If they break, what will you do? Have you thought about it? Should you not think in advance? As even when I use these crutches, I should think of a life where I can throw them away. Should I not think about it? Na karmana, na prajaya, dhanena, tyage naike, amritattva manashiko. Have you ever thought of dropping these psychological crutches? And if anyone talks about that, which is not very palatable to me, you know what they do? They drop. You know what they drop? Not the crutch, but the teacher. He makes me uncomfortable, they say. And so majority are people who are steeped in delusion only. And they are afraid of Vedanta. To become independent, Vedanta prescribes renunciation. Not external renunciation. Saffron clothes and all are not needed. But mentally, learning to become independent. And this many people are afraid. And actually, Gaudapathacharya, he says, Abhaye Bhayadarshinaha. Vedanta is a source of fearlessness, abhayam. But these people, they, because of not understanding the aim of Vedanta, they are afraid. They get fear from fearlessness because they don't want to drop things. They don't want to drop their crutches. And so Yamadharma Raja strongly criticizes the people of attachment, of ignorance, who want to cling on to all these things. And who are those people? He says, avidyayam antare vartamana. They are all steeped in ignorance and delusion. Even though Shankaracharya in his Bhajagovindam, he tries to hammer all this entire idea. Samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrinkarane. Yavad vittom ಪಾರ್ಜನ ಶಕ್ತಃ ತಾವನ್ನಿಜ ಪರಿವಾರೋ ರಕ್ತಃ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ ಜೀವತಿ ಜರ್ಜರ ದೇಹೇ ವಾರ್ತಾನ್ ಕೋಪಿನ ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಗೇಹೇ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಲವ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮನಿ. ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನೋ ಮೋರ್ ಅನ್ ಅರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಗೋಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಗೋ. ಹೀ ಲಿವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಹೀ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ನೋಸ್ ದ ಸೈಕಾಲಜಿ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ನಳಿನಿ ದಳಗತ ಜಲಮತಿ ತರಳಂ ತದ್ವತ್ ಜೀವಿತಂ ಅತಿಶಯ ಚಪಲಂ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೆಡ್. ಮಾಕುರು ಧನ ಜನ ಯೌವನ ಗರ್ವಂ ಹರತಿ ನಿಮೇಷಾತ್ ಕಾಲಾತ್ ಸರ್ವಂ. ಬಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಚ್ಯೂಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಚ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ವರ್ಚ್ಯೂಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್? ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ನಾರ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಟಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ ಬೈ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಸಂಬಡಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್, ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಓಕೆ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಲಿಸನ್. ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ನೈದರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಎನಫ್ ಟು ಡಿಸರ್ನ್, ನಾರ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಸ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಎಲ್ಸಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಅನೌನ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಐ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಯು, ಮೇ ಐ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಯು ಅಟ್ ನೋ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಧೀರಾಹ ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಮನ್ಯಮಾನಾಹ, ದೇ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್, ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೂರ್ಖಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಮೂರ್ಖ ಶಿಖಾಮಣಿಸ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದರ್ ಈಗೋ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್? ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಬೆಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್? ಸ್ಟಿಫ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಆರಗನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಧೀರಾಹ ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಮನ್ಯಮಾನಾಹ, ದೆನ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದೇರ್ ಲಾಟ್? ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸಫರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಪೇ ದ ಪ್ರೈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಮಿಸ್ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಕಟ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಶೋ ಎನಿ ಸಿಂಪತಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡೆಡ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟಿವ್ ಪವರ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್. ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಮೇ ಯು ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಕಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಪರೀಕ್ಷೆ ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಕರ್ಮಚಿತಾನ್, ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿಕಾಷನರಿ ಮೆಷರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ ಸೈಟೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಬಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೈಬರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್, ನೈಬರ್ಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಯಮಧರ್ಮರಾಜ ಸೇಸ್ ದಂದ್ರಮ್ಯಮಾಣಃ ದಂದ್ರಮ್ಯಮಾಣಃ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಸ್ಮೋಕಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಚೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪಾನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್, ಸ್ನಾಫ್ ಟುಬ್ಯಾಕೋ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದಂದ್ರಮ್ಯಮಾಣಃ ವಾಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಹೋಪಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಡಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಜಂಗನ್ಯಮಾಣಃ, ಸೊ ಮೋರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಂಗನ್ಯಮಾಣ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್, ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಎವ್ರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಪರಿಯಂತಿ ಮೂಢಾಹ, ದೀಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಮಿನೇಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೇದಾಂತ, ದೇ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ, ಯು ನೋ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಆನ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರಾವಣಿ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮ ಆವಣಿ ವಟ ಮಂಡಾಲ್, ಪಶು ಪಕ್ಷಿ ಮೃಗಾದಿ ಯೋನಿಷು ಅನೇಕದಾ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ ಜೀವ ಜನಿತ್ವ ಕೇನಾಪಿ ಪುಣ್ಯಕರ್ಮ ವಿಶೇಷೇಣ ಇದಾನೀಂತನ ಮಾನುಷ್ಯೇ ದ್ವಿಜನ್ಮ ವಿಶೇಷಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತವದಃ ಮಮ ಜನ್ಮಾಭ್ಯಾಸಾದ ಜನ್ಮ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿ ಏತಕ್ಷಣ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸೇ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವೇ ನಾವ್ನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪ್ಟನ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸೇ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೂಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಗಾನ್ ಥ್ರೂ, ಪಕ್ಷಿ ಮೃಗ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್, ಸಮ್ಹೌ ಐ ಹವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇ ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್ ದರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸಿದ್ಧರ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದರ್, ಕೂತಾಡಿ ಕೂತಾಡಿ ಪೊಟ್ಟೊಡಿತಾಂಡಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಕೂತಾಡಿ ದೇ ವೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೂಢಾಹ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್? ಅಂಧೇ ನೈವ ನೀಯಮಾನಾಹ ಅಂಧಾಹ ಯಥಾ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೈಂಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಲೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಅನದರ್ ಬ್ಲೈಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. It's a very famous example. Blind being led by another blind with the chances of falling more and more. Similarly, here also, these people are led by whom? Their own blind intellect. Their own reasoning power they use. Shankaracharya criticizes such philosophers who heavily depend on reasoning, scientific analysis, and claim they are rationalists.
they don't want to take the support of the scriptures. Some consider that it is beyond their dignity even if they have to depend on scriptures. Science can help in arriving at objective truths only. But when it comes to subjective reality, science or reasoning is helpless. Just as I want to see my own eyes, how can I see my own eyes? Only with the help of a mirror. When I want to discover myself, I have to surrender to the scriptures. Without that, I can never discover myself. So surrendering to scriptures means a blind person go holding to another one who is not a blind person, who can see clearly. So this truth is apaurusheya vishayaha, not of a human origin at all, beyond human instrumentation of cognition. Why can't you take the help of scriptures? If you ask, his arrogance does not permit him. So he is led by his own blind intellect. So he falls into the pit that is called a lower janma. Then he falls into the pit means what? Next janma is going to be a lower janma. Once he gets a lower janma, he has to wait for some sanchita karma to fructify at some point in time in future. We don't know what is in the queue. The next janma, the next karma that is going to fructify may not give me a human janma. It could be any other janma, I don't know. So he has to wait for some such sanchita karma to fructify to get another human janma. After all, the pulla, he punda, he, you know, this, he will be born as a grass and all those insignificant things, all lower janmas. Again, perhaps if there is some sanchita karma in store that can fructify to give him another human janma, by chance, another chance he might get maybe long time later. Nobody knows. So we will continue with the next mantra in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasamaheshwarah. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.